96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Autism is one of the biggest health mysteries for parents of this modern age, and we are hearing more and more about it from the medical community. But are we understanding it any better? Well, tonight on this Medical Monday, we're talking about autism and hopefully clearing up some misconceptions about it. My guests are Dr. Abila Tazanu. She is a pediatrician and executive director of the One World Center for Autism. She is also a mother with autistic children. Stacey Brogsdale is the mother of an autistic child and activist in the autism community. And Stacey's son, Hal Wiseman II, is also here in studio with us, and we will be hearing from him as well. Lines are open. If you have a question or a comment about autism, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. As always, we will take as many phone calls as we can because certainly this is such a critical health issue for the community. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Okay, so Dr. Tazanu, can you give me a working definition of autism? Because this much is certain. There are various types. So help us run that down for us, please.
Okay. So autism is what we call a neurobiological disorder. It just means that there's a way in which the nerves and the brain processes information that's different in the mind of an individual with autism. It is a spectrum disorder.
What does that mean?
So that means that no two individuals that are affected with autism are exactly alike. They all share common characteristics, typically challenges with communication, challenges with social interactions, and then challenges with behavior. And we also see issues of what we call sensory processing. So that's the ability to really just process the five senses we learned about in grade school. So that's sight, vision, and the other three, but there are two other senses that are pretty important that we, not all of us typically have learned about: your sense of proprioception, which is your sense of body awareness, and how you process motion.
And there are various levels of that, some more severe than others.
Yeah. Well, in the past, we used to have, there's a diagnostic manual that we used called the DSM-4, and we had different categories under what we called autism spectrum. We've kind of done away with all of that, and everything is now just called autism spectrum disorder, and there is a level of support that a child or an individual with autism is assigned, anywhere from level 1 to level 3. So a level 1 child requires support, and then a level child or youth with level 3 requires substantial support.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, we used to hear terms like PDD-NOS, Asperger's, autistic disorder. It's now all autism spectrum disorder.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 on our Medical Monday. We are talking about autism and raising a child who is autistic. Stacey, you've been on this program before. You are very active in the community. But bringing you on today, you said you're going to come on as warrior mom.
That's me. I am a warrior mom. Get excited.
What is it like, and Hal is here, what was it like when you first figured out that he was having issues as a child? What age was he? What was that like for you?
Okay. Well, Hal was about 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I teach in Prince George's County Public Schools, so I had a classroom of about 8 boys who were on the spectrum, and it kind of concerned me because I saw some of the same symptoms that those children had that Hal had. And what I did was I asked the speech pathologist in my building and some other colleagues, I said, what do you think? Because they've been around Hal. And they said, well, just have him checked out. Because I knew, actually, in my mind, but I needed to have that official diagnosis. I was terrified initially, and it was very isolating.
Mm-hmm.
And being in the school system, knowing, you know, there are children that have autism, and working with them, it was a learning experience then. But when it becomes personal, it takes on a whole new meaning. And it took on a whole new meaning for me and my family. So we got our diagnosis, and we got him started with some of my sorority sisters who were speech pathologists, or one in particular. She took Hal and started the speech piece because he had the echolalia, the repetitive speech. Mm-hmm. From watching some shows on TV, I would hear it over and over and over. He would just repeat what he'd hear on TV. And he would have some of the flapping, the waving of the hands, if mm-hmm. you will. And that was some of the early signs that let me know that, you know, this was actually autism. So once he got started, that really helped him, because the earlier you diagnose, mm-hmm. get support, the better. And Hal is where we say on the high end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And his education within the school system has been very good for him, I think.
Well, Hal, let's speak for yourself. How old are you, first of all?
Well, I'm 13 years old.
What's school like?
It's great and all. It's great and all.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite subject?
Math, obviously. Because I love math.
You
it's
like
my favorite
math.
Subject.
Okay. And let's tell your mother to let you speak for yourself. Because you said math, and Mom went, math.
So, Mom, yes.
So she, your mother obviously knows you. Your mother obviously loves you.
She is me. Yeah, she is me.
I am you.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Now what does that mean?
Harold.
Like she's like part of me. She knows. She knows everything I do or everything I know. So far, and I thank her.
Aw, thank you, baby. Awesome.
Well, here's a secret. My mother still does, too.
Class act, my friend. Class act.
There you go. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about raising a child with autism. If you have any questions or comments, please give us a call. Let's go to Nikki. Nikki calling from Suitland. Nikki, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I wanted to know, is the rate of people being diagnosed with autism, is that number going up? And if so, is there a link in the environment? Second question I have is, well, maybe three, would be, is the school system, the public school system, prepared to address the special needs or the special education needs of the autistic child?
Okay, so that's a really good question. Mm-hmm. We have seen an increase in the prevalence of children that are affected on the autism spectrum. Mm-hmm. I often share, when my first child was diagnosed, my daughter, who's now about to be 17, I had just mm-hmm. finished my residency program. And I think if I saw three kids on the autism spectrum, I saw a lot. Mm-hmm. And at the time, when we were just coming out of residency, we were taught that the prevalence was 1 in 1,000. Well, today we have a national average of 1 in 68 children.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can get to that level with some amount of better diagnosis, but not necessarily all. So it's just too huge of a jump to just say that it's better diagnosis. So definitely there has been an increase in the prevalence.
Nikki, thank you so much for your phone call. Doctor, how many children do you have?
I've been blessed with five children.
Five children, and how many of them are on the spectrum?
Three that are on the spectrum.
How do you explain that? How does that happen? Because I'm sure that's the question that you've asked yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that there is probably a genetic basis for it. Then there probably is some kind of environmental trigger or triggers that have turned the gene on. I think that's where a lot of the research is now going. But it is common to see not only other siblings affected, but siblings or other families can be affected with emotional health issues. So sometimes you also see that link as well in families.
Mm-hmm. Stacey, Nikki asked earlier about resources, and obviously you don't speak for the school system, but you did say that when Hal was very, very young, you had a handful of children on the spectrum. What kind of resources as a teacher were you provided then and now to deal with this, since it appears to be coming to be mm-hmm. more prevalent?
Well, back then, we had in services where individuals would come inside to the school to give professional development, and also in the programs in the colleges, there are classes which you can take that would touch on it. But now that, as you said, the prevalence is getting larger, there are classes that you can take specifically for autism to learn about it and how to navigate it in your classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there's a lot of information online. I got a lot of information from autismspeaks.org. There are toolkits for parents to use when they have a first diagnosis. And more recently, since Hal is a teenager now, there's a toolkit for that.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of resources that were available to us and in the school system, and there are. And parents, I must stress that you have to be an advocate for your kid. You have to ask questions. If you don't know, I didn't know a lot, and I asked a lot of questions, especially in my IEP meetings, individualized education plans for my son. And if I didn't know, I asked.
Mm-hmm.
So the support is there. You have to ask. It may be overwhelming, which it was initially, but once I started asking and researching, because I only have one kid,
mm-hmm.
and if I'm not going to advocate for him,
yeah,
who is?
Will.
Yeah. Right.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. On this Medical Monday, we're talking about raising a child with autism. Let's go to Doreen. Doreen calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Doreen. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. Hi, Dr. Avele.
Hi,
how
Doreen.
Are you?
Hi.
So I'm Doreen. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, how are
and
you?
Hi to your son. I'm sorry I missed his
That's
name.
That's Hal.
Hi.
Hal.
Okay. I'm the executive director for Family Voices of the District of Columbia, which mm-hmm. is a healthcare advocacy group.
Mm-hmm.
And here in the district, we implemented what we call the Katie Beckett Amendment for families of children diagnosed, to have children diagnosed with autism, to be able to access services underneath Medicaid as a secondary. But what we find also is that many families don't know about the services and supports that they're eligible for when they have a child diagnosed with autism. And so we want to help promote that a little bit more, and also to join together our neighboring county, such as Maryland, to be able to access those services, because there's a huge health disparity in the diagnosis of African-American children mm-hmm. and Latino,
Correct.
And I think
mm-hmm.
Dr. Baylor can talk
yeah.
to that
yeah.
disparity.
Well, before I let you go, is there a website that you can share with our listening audience, Doreen?
Sure. Our website, www.familyvoicesofdc.org, will give more information about the Katie Beckett Amendment and the healthcare advocacy that we do for our families.
Okay, hold on. Let me get it again. Familyvoicesofdc.org?
Correct. And okay. our telephone number is 202-681-7761.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Doreen.
Awesome.
I appreciate you calling in. Very quickly, before I go to a break, I want to let our listeners know, Lisa, Gaston, Gerald, please do not hang up. You will get your phone call in. You will get your questions heard or your comments heard. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Please give us a call if you have any questions. This is such a critical health issue for parents, for children, mm-hmm. For medical professionals, anyone looking for support. That's why we're doing this program with this very, very important issue. So please, if you're on the line, stay with us. I will take your phone call. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds on Sirius XM Channel 141.